It's Wednesday, January the 20th, and this is your morning briefing from The Economist. Coming up, America's presidency changes hands and Italy's government hangs on. First, the world in brief. As America's coronavirus death toll passed 400,000, Washington DC braced itself for a presidential inauguration unlike any before. The National Guard is minding the Capitol against threats from the electorate itself, and crowds, even well-wishing socially distanced ones, will be discouraged. President-elect Joe Biden is to become president at noon. The Senate will have heard confirmation hearings for only four of his principal cabinet picks. Challenges to the election results slowed the process. Donald Trump granted clemency to Steve Bannon, his former chief strategist, shielding him from prosecution on charges of fraud. The soon-to-be former president seems to be jockeying for position among his erstwhile allies. Meanwhile, Mitch McConnell, the Senate's outgoing majority leader, accused him of provoking the mob that overran the Capitol on January 6th, without saying whether he thinks Mr. Trump should be convicted in his impeachment trial. On its final full day, the Trump administration declared that the Chinese government's treatment of Uyghurs and other religious and ethnic minorities in Xinjiang amounted to genocide and crimes against humanity. No other government has denounced China's actions, which include the use of internment camps, forced labour and involuntary sterilisations, in such stark terms, though Mr. Biden had made a similar declaration. Italy's political crisis subsided, for now, after Giuseppe Conte, the Prime Minister, survived a vote of confidence in the Senate, having won another in the lower house. The votes followed the withdrawal of Matteo Renzi's Italia Viva party from the ruling coalition, over disagreements about how to spend coronavirus recovery funds. Mr. Conte is left to preside over a brittle minority government. A woman in Thailand was sentenced to 43 years and 6 months in prison for 29 violations of a law against insulting the monarchy. Originally arrested in 2015 for reposting audio clips critical of the king to social media, she was detained until November 2018, before being released on bail and tried. Her initial 87-year sentence was halved because she pleaded guilty. Goldman Sachs reported record revenues in the last 3 months of 2020, a net income of $4.5 billion, up by 135% year-on-year. The bank's trading and investment banking divisions thrived despite the pandemic. Although Bank of America reported net income down by 22%, its equities and investment banking revenues rose by double digits. It reduced its reserves for bad loans by $828 million amid signs of economic recovery. And Netflix said that it added 8.5 million new subscribers in the fourth quarter of 2020, pushing its total past 200 million. Revenues rose by 24% year-on-year, hitting $25 billion. Video streaming has provided succor for a locked-down world. With profits growing, Netflix said it would stop issuing debt to fund new content and consider buybacks. Its share price jumped 13% in extended trading.